What's on my mind is peace, the love of my family, and end the war, please.
I just lit a candle for the economy and the president.
The economy is definitely there, but right now it's peace.
Perché a trionfare alla fine è la vita.
It started recently, this. Maybe, I would say, like 6-7 years, I remember. One time I had to close early and run, you know, because they were getting crazy. I see them screaming, coming down, groups. And, you know, you're outside in the street. You're afraid that some groups, they can attack you, you know.
I don't see a bush fried chicken, Reagan fried chicken. I don't see none of that. I don't see Clinton bagels. I don't see none of that.
As a government, we really still regret the captain's issue, and I hope that he will be released soon.
This guy is a hero. Him and the chief engineer, they took down the pirate.
Our units basically, with sheriff's office help, had to remove plywood from the residence and lay it out across the framework of the dock to access where these individuals were. You see tragedies occur from time to time, but this is a pretty significant.
It's all brand new. The field, it just looks beautiful.
America has to be at the forefront of this. It's time for us to step in and put this to an end to this crisis. It's a crisis. Wake up.
I want to take a moment to say how pleased I am about the rescue of Captain Phillips and his safe return to the USS Boxer this weekend.
The Richard I know is this gregarious, fun-loving guy, you know, that's always willing to help out the neighbors, and it's always about a good time.
I woke up about 6 o'clock this morning to a sound of a river going down the street, and it was like the rapids was just running right past the house, and that went on for about a half hour, and then I called up the United Water Company, and they said that they had an inspector on the scene and that they were trying to get somebody to shut the water off.
Well, the starting rotation is unstoppable, and the new building, new era, everything.
It's nicer for the fans than the last one. The last one was nice, but this one's nicer for the fans. There's, like, nicer seats, and it's a nicer stadium.
Beautiful, really beautiful. Something that's special, really.
Very, very.
That was out of independent, that's all.
I couldn't believe that a hole that big would have been there. I had no idea. I dropped the phone in the ground, and I ran over there to say, and I saw that she was in the hole, and, I mean, you don't know what to do. Thank God she laid there. I don't know why. She doesn't normally do that, but we were worried she could have scratched on the side and buried herself alive.
I share our nation's admiration for Captain Phillips' courage and leadership and selfless concern for his crew. I had a chance to talk to his wife yesterday, and as she put it, she couldn't imagine a better Easter than seeing his safe return.
We would hope that the pirates will conclude that they should not attack U.S. flagships in the future. And we think that the shipping company should conclude that they should consider very strongly following the measures we have suggested they adopt to include armed security guards. And we would hope that the tribal elders in Somalia will try to persuade their young men to look for other livelihoods.
Get up, get up. So I get up. I say, what's going on? She tells me, well, come to the front window and see for yourself. So I look there and I say, oh, my God. I've never seen this before in my whole life. So it's like a river coming down. I'm like, wow.
But the water was actually running. Most of it was running. The rapids were running in the street. The concern was the safety of the house and the people in the house.
Just one bit full of bugs. A lot of garbage and just dirty, dirty water. And there's people that live right around that swamp. I mean, there's buildings surrounding it. And those bugs are just going actually into people's homes when the windows are open. So actually, these people cannot open these windows right now.
Don and I are a little bit interchangeable. I accessed it, I was like, oh, there she is. Okay, I forgot this, like, wacky side to me. I love this side. There's a sense of calmness, I think, to your being after growing up so much, and sense of security, and I think you definitely bring that to your character.
Not executing pitches, and you know, that's the name of the game, and I mean, the bottom line is that I haven't been very good, you know, last two starts, and I need to be, you know, a lot better, and I'm going to be a lot better.
Asked me if I ever pitched before, and I said, yeah, and so go grab my glove and we're ready to go, and I had to take off my wristbands and just kind of went up there and just really tried to, you know, laugh it off. And in a situation like that, I mean, we know we didn't play very well today, but, you know, I mean, you gotta find something to laugh about in that moment.
Andrew says, I wholeheartedly want to thank everyone involved in rescuing Richard
and assuring him safe passage home to his children and me.
Awesome, awesome place, great game. Too bad we ended up on the short end of the stick. We ended up.
Great game, actually. Believe, you know, 6-5, you got to do what you got to do. It was a good game for the first day.
What a mystery for the world today. We were looking forward to this since our last game in Shea last year.
We have a responsibility to shut them down and to help all responsible gun sellers ensure that they are not selling to criminals, traffickers, and the mentally ill.
You got a real sense of warmth and friendliness and a real nice vibe off them. I really liked it, yeah.
It's more giving them a sense that we are seeing signs that the programs are working, that we're seeing a sense of some parts of the economy are starting to find their bottom, and that's a useful thing for the American people to know.
Twice? What's going on, man? I wish I could tell you, man. I'm gonna have to get a car now. That's basically what's pushing me to get a vehicle, since they want to add more. Might as well get a vehicle. It's gonna be the same thing by the time they get finished raising the prices.
My parish is now 2.5 million Catholics, and I think we Catholics just need to stand up and say, well, we're above the times. We're timeless in our beliefs and in our values and in our ethics.
I should have made the play. I just opened up, you know, the wrong side. If I open up, you know, to my throwing arm, I get right underneath that ball and make it.
They killed us from the get-go. You know, it's just one of those days. I guess you say it's their day. Really an opportunity to celebrate what they did last season, and they had their way with us.
We still are likely to see many, many months of unemployment where hundreds of thousands of people are losing their jobs.
When she was booked on charges of kidnapping and murder, and we're informed by the district attorney that she'll be charged with abduction, murder, rape with a foreign object, and lewd and lascivious acts with a child.
The problem seems to be increasing, and it could definitely be worse in densely populated areas like cities, although it can be a problem for anyone.
It's really becoming a new thing to be honest in films and have explicit sex. If I had my way, I would like to really see it real.
A certificate from the President's Council saying you've accomplished this. You've started on hopefully a lifelong exercise path.
I saw a cat prowling. They're pretty sure it was a bobcat.
I want every American to know that each action we take and each policy we pursue is driven by a larger vision of America's future. A future where sustained economic growth creates good jobs and rising incomes.
This isn't just about the United States. This is about the international community, and certainly there won't be just a military solution alone in the future.
There are no other suspects in this case. We do not anticipate any other arrests in this case.
Be assured that you are in the prayers of all of us as you assume this new work.
They do a good job. They do it faster.
Well, the first lesson of St. Peter, come to the Lord.
I embrace eminent cardinals who are here this evening, especially my esteemed predecessor, Cardinal Edward Egan. Eminence, thank you.
Oh, I'm very happy because he represents the church. He represents Christ here.
He's truly a great man, a good shepherd to lead us.
I see the kids playing the building at times, and I see them sometimes, you know, you don't really hear them. They mess with the elevators once in a while. They break down. But for the most part, the kids don't, from what I've known since I've been here, never heard of any kid playing on the roof.
I don't even know. I'm really speechless right now. I'm very touched by this, to see it's such a young child.
Clearly, the longer we wait, as would have been the case with the budget, the longer we wait, the more it costs. And so it is critical now that the holy days have ended for us to get right back to work and put a plan together that is suitable for enough Democrats and enough Republicans for the Senate to pass it.
Find them in all phases of buildings. We find it in 5-star hotels, 1-star hotels, if not more.
That's a good-looking dog, though, let's face it.
Yeah, great dog.
Take a sex tape and grow up.
Yeah.
Get like Britney Spears and do some heroin.
Yeah.
I just want to say I apologize for what I said. I didn't mean it maliciously.
Well, the timing was always right.
It seems like they were under attack. Navy jumped in and everything was well. So, like, bang, bang, bang.
Well, thank you, everybody, for opening that door and letting me in when I knocked. It is very good to be at home with all of you.
Allow me to assure you that that's the last time you're going to have to knock twice to get into St. Patrick's.
Oh, I know. I was so, oh, my God, there he is. And he's waving and throwing kisses. I said, oh, my God. Beautiful, beautiful.
Great personality, really. Yeah. Very outgoing, you know, enthusiastic. He talks right to you.
Tremendous. I mean, AJ really stepped up because we knew their bullpen was somewhat depleted and we needed some innings out of him, and just a huge performance by him.
Yesterday was pretty embarrassing for us, but you know, I'm pretty proud of the way everybody came out today, and you know, we knew what we had to do today, and G came up with a big hit in the last inning. He had a couple big hits, but big hit in the last inning kind of sealed things up.
Including the rights of intestacy, the rights of benefits, the rights of pension, the rights of health care.
The bulkhead had been pierced, but it was a small hole. They had put out a small fire. Bullets were being fired at them.
For single filers, it's $20,000. For people with filing dependents, it's $45,000.
This year, the volume at the beginning of tax season was much greater than in past years, and people really were desperate for the refunds. They wanted it right now. They didn't want to wait a week or two.
The waiting on the time you get your check, that would be the worst.
We're having a lot of clients come back with letters from the state saying that they need to send additional documents.
Golfers and residents and golf enthusiasts.
Well, I love the way they have the concourse before you actually go into the stadium. And when you're inside, it actually looks like a dome at night. It doesn't really look like, you know, it's opened. But it looks great because of the way it looks with the old stadium when it was first built. And now it's like a combination of both.
New York City police officer, you know, motioned at me like that I should stop, and responded to him, "I don't care about God Bless America, I just want to use the restroom." Yeah, it should be people's right to choose whether or not they, you know, listen to God Bless America or go to the bathroom or buy a hot dog.
What I want to see is more commitment coming from all the institutions, not only White House, but also the Congress, the media, the American society.
TV ran back, and in between my daughter and the three pitbulls. And of course now they have every chance to buy the one pickup and the two just go after her like a snack.
This is one of the most important events anywhere in the world when it comes to the golfing public. And this is the type of event people are going to go to no matter how bad the economy is.
It's really nice. I like what they've done with the place.
Thank you very much. God bless America.
God bless America.
Swimming with the manatees, diving for shark's teeth, kayaking through the mangrove forest.
Yeah, it's $6 for hot dogs, you know. And I bought one last week. Yeah, one. I mean, you're, yeah, not, hey, too much money.
Other than two pitches, I threw every ball today exactly where I wanted to, I think. I hung a ball to Carlos Pena, hung a cutter, and he hit it out. And then the first pitch of the inning to Kapler, I was trying to go away with a fastball, and I just kind of pulled it right down the middle and hit a double down the line. Other than that, I really can't say that it didn't throw a ball exactly where I wanted to.
Surges, momentum, whatever you want to call them, it's you need to try to get the momentum back on your side as quickly as you can when a team surges. And that team's going to surge. They surged tonight a number of times on us, and I thought we did on them.
Continuing the legacy of such lay leaders as Pierre Toussaint, Dorothy Day, and Governor Al Smith, as we praise God for the prize of our celebrated Catholic schools, to whose flourishing I pledge my best efforts and support.
We'll be learning about the anatomy and physiology of the manatees and human involvement in their possible extinction. It's actual field experience, which will set them aside from other students applying for colleges.
I want to be a dolphin when I get older, so I just want to see how they are.
Oh, yeah.
Just what I need.
Very nice. Everything is awesome.
I don't think it's a good idea, because I don't think that it was meant to be that way.
Sure, I'm all for it. Absolutely, I think you should. I hope we do. I think the United States in general is overdue for it. I don't really think it has as many implications as people make it out to be on the rest of the population.
He says to me, the reason we do that, because we got 20 million people dying in Somalia. They don't got no food.
Building a new system of high-speed rail in America will be faster, cheaper, and easier than building more freeways or adding to an already overburdened aviation system, and everybody stands to benefit.
Everyone's touched by this. We all have been praying. I think the prayers have been answered, obviously, and we're just so happy that he's coming home.
This PLC is, you know, they make rules every night, you know, new rules, you know. I don't know why they are doing it. It's not going to help, you know, either, you know. If it's yellow cap, it's different, you know, because they don't know, you know. But we know, you know, which we customers we are picking every day, you understand?
Just a harassment.
Over 200 companies showcasing the latest and greatest eco-friendly products and services.
Kids were like, you're throwing a perfect game. I was like, don't jinx me, please. My heart was just like pumping, and I didn't know if I was going to get it. I just had to stick it through.
Bell looks in for the sign. He's ready. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's in there for a called strike three, and the ball game is over. Bell got a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in, even though Gatto thought the pitch was up.
When you have that type of stuff that he had tonight and struggles like he did in that one inning, that's kind of discouraging in a sense.
I was supposed to take the first hitter out, and I don't did it. When you walk that hitter 1-1 game, bad things going to happen that like it happened today. You know, I feel bad about it, like I say. Screwed up.
CWA is interested in working out reasonable solutions on a range of issues. What we're not willing to do is agree to massive cost shifting that undermines the standard of living of middle-class jobs.
I mean, we talk about the ban on U.S. travel to Cuba, but there's not much discussion of the ban on Cuban people traveling elsewhere.
It appears that what's necessary is for the governor and the rest of us to have these periodic tantrums and make sure that the Port Authority and other entities on the site remain on track.
A woman was grabbed and fondled, touched, you know. That was just so disconcerting because this guy is bonkers. He's crazy.
This person, maybe he lives around here and he just looks for his prey. I just hope they get him. I think the police need all our help. We all have to be on guard.
We were looking for the give me a reason why you feel like it's time for her to go.
Captain!
The experience is just, like, phenomenal because you never know if you're actually going to throw a perfect game. I was just going into that game to win, and then coming out with a perfect game, that's just, like, breathtaking. I want to build on this. I would like to become a professional baseball player someday.
I'm really sad to hear that there's an issue with him, possibly. I hope it's not the case.
Hardworking people at the CIA that did what they were told based on the authorization that they'd been given. The president believes it would be unfair to punish those.
I don't even know to this day that I could tell you that that there's any understanding of why.
It's caused lots of conversation and, well, mostly kids, you know, what are pirates? Where's Somalia? You've seen people stop, get out, sign it. It's been wonderful. It really has.
My opinion doesn't count because it's a dictatorship. So whatever they say, we have to comply with or be out of business. I think it's just a harassment.
It's very tough job. It's very tough job.
Yes, wrong thing.
We're working some kinks out. You know, it's slowly coming together. And, you know, as Jerry said the last couple of days, it's going to be a work in progress. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to have, you know, some poor innings. But we need to just find a way to start, you know, playing more complete games.
Every game is very important. I mean, who knows what's going to win on division this year? So every game is important. Yeah, Cleveland's in another division, but every game is important to us.
Okay. I understand that. You can still turn it off. It's a little bit too important for playing music. Let me start again as soon as we can do this.
They're going to further undermine our ability to protect the citizens. I would mention that two firefighters were lost this year, one in Elizabeth, one in Trenton, both from understaffed departments. There's no place to go. There's no place to cut.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe that I actually done it. My dad was like, good job, Brandon. And my mom was like, she was like so happy. She was speechless. I wouldn't just like strive for that. I would just try to pitch my best. And the best things will happen.
Two adjoining nations founded on a set of shared values. That our democracy is not simply a gift from a previous generation, but a responsibility for each generation to protect and to pass on to the next.
I think it's really scary. I mean, I have two young daughters and I'm a single mother.
It concerns me a lot, yeah, especially in broad daylight. I mean, who would think? We'll carry your keys, like, you know, we do in the Bronx. We'll carry the keys between our fists. Bam! Right in the eye.
Totally unacceptable, totally inexcusable, both for the purposes of safety and for the purposes of keeping to the timetable.
Because the average American uses 600 plastic bottles or soda cans every year. So you can save all the bottles from going into the landfill. This is a handheld shaver, and you don't have to plug it in. You simply wind it up, and I'm shaving on radio. We are sitting in a Mercedes Bluetech ML320 SUV. It gets over 600 miles to the tank.
Cuban people, we will now allow Cuban Americans to visit the islands whenever they choose and provide resources to their families.
I think it's in everyone's best interest to pay that money back.
They shouldn't have gotten it in the first place, but it'd be great if they would pay it back.
We must now approach this danger not as something to fear, but as an opportunity to create a clean energy economy.
Breaking ball hit on the ground, left side in the hole, backhanded by Hardy, throw to first, not in time, put in the bus. Luis Castillo!
I am just a bit part in this story. I'm a small part. I'm a seaman doing the best he can. If you see the military, you thank them for me. If you're in the airport having a restaurant, they're down the street, thank them. They're doing an impossible job. I would not be here without them.
The engines were spitting and sputtering. And when I turned around, I seen it coming in sideways. And from the east to the west, and the right wing cut through the top of the house over there. And I just shot the nose into the ground.
He was putting my jewelry in his pocket while I was watching. He was standing where I keep a huge amount of jewelry. To stop him, I had my hands around his thigh, which was very big. He was very athletic, very muscular, very strong. I want my jewelry back more than anything.
I feel like I'm, you know, a victim twice. And, you know, I really can't believe it's like a nightmare starting all over again.
We look forward to Officer Nunez being returned back to full duty as soon as possible.
Guaranteed that everyone's going to the circus, believe me. Hi, kids. Guaranteed you'll be at the circus. Hey, listen, Coney Island's always been a circus. Now it's really official. Not a problem. Okay. Not a problem. It belongs here, big time.
The United States seeks a new beginning with Cuba.
For all the support from my fellow Americans, I can't believe this. I'm not a hero. It just floors me about the everything I've read and shown the support that you've done.
In that case, local employers under the emergency rule will not be allowed to do staggered furloughs. The court held that that was okay. But it's still an issue for the Public Employees Relations Commission.
If you go into a basement, it smells musty. If there's pet odors are probably one of the biggest turnoffs because they're very hard to eradicate. Pet stains and carpeting usually goes through any kind of flooring that's underneath. People will open kitchen cabinets. They'll look underneath the sink. Is it dripping? How long has that been dripping? And the owner can't bother to take care of it, or they don't care. People open refrigerators. They look inside of everything. There really is not a lot of privacy when you have your home on the market, and you should remember that as a seller.
In the coming weeks, I will be announcing the elimination of dozens of government programs shown to be wasteful or ineffective. In this effort, there will be no sacred cows and no pet projects.
Unfortunately, the Washington Democratic establishment has pushed all year for policies that spend too much, tax too much, and borrow too much from our children and grandchildren.
For local employers, they won't be allowed to implement involuntary furloughs. We feel that furloughs, our argument before the court and from the beginning was that furloughs are a matter for collective bargaining.
I'm not the hero. The military is the hero. Thank them.
This is truly one of the happiest moments of our life.
Everyone had the same symptoms. Most of the people are in the hospital. They were trying to fumigate the, you know, kill roaches with some chemicals. I don't know exactly what chemicals they used, but apparently when they did that, they threw a bomb closed the grocery store, and all the fuel started rushing to each apartment.
The southpaw brings it home. Swing and a drive. There it is. Number 500 has tied the game. Gary Sheffield comes off the bench to tie the game at 4-4 and will take the home run route. And a special moment here at Citi Field in New York.
It makes it that much more special. You know, that time of the game, you know, they were told it was a right hander coming in. Somebody else was going to hit, but they told me a left hand coming in, I was going to be up there. And so, you know, I went down and got ready and never thought it was going to happen like this.
You know, when I looked over to the dugout, those are the guys that I was just thanking for making it so relaxed for me to come here. And I appreciate every one of those guys. They've been very special to me.
A lot of pressure in our zone for about a minute or so before they finally got the ball.
Simple shot on net, went off some bodies in front and on his way in. Just a typical overtime goal, I guess.
He was wearing a black suit and a white shirt, and I believe he had on a tie. I tried to stop him from leaving because I really love my jewelry. I've collected it all my life. I'll give him a substantial reward for returning it without doing anything further about it.
It's going to be really fun. And it's, yeah, the animals are so cool, and all the trapeze stuff is really amazing. I love all the performers, that all the people who are like flying up on the ropes, and like, I think it's so like amazing that people have like all that talent.
I object to that. I'm not thinking any present IRS agents.
I can't describe it. I'm back home, Harlem, no matter what I am. I'm back home, United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prayers came through.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord answered their prayers for me to be here, back to church.
We're thanking God for his safety, his return. He had requested that as soon as he get back to New York, that he was going to come to the church, and we're happy to receive him with open arms.
I do not agree with everything that was said at this summit by leaders from other nations. But what we showed here is that we can make progress when we're willing to break free from some of the stale debates and old ideologies that have dominated and distorted the debate in this hemisphere for far too long.
There is still some hope, not much.
In East Harlem alone, you have 18 schools within about 500 feet of 17 different fast food restaurants. You have children who have no other option but going to these fast food restaurants. As a city, we need to stop the proliferation of the fast food restaurants, and we need to give the kids other healthy options.
Regardless of wherever the fast food restaurants are, without the education, whether they be near schools or near the homes, they're going to be near kids wherever, because they're just a plethora.
Yeah.
In society. So without the education, it really doesn't matter where fast food restaurants are.
They did not receive an apology. In fact, specific terms of the stipulation of settlement that will be executed between the defendants and the plaintiffs specifically state in that settlement stipulation that the settlement is not to be deemed in any way any admission of liability or wrongdoing on the part of the city.
I was shocked and disturbed, and just added a whole lot more pain on top of what I was already feeling.
This cop really should resign.
I would never see my family again.
You know, he could go back on the ship, but he's not going back into those waters. I'm trying to get him to do a cruise ship, and then we can go on as a family. Cruise ships would be better for William Rios right about now.
Oh, I mean, of course, ideally, you want to go down there, 2-0, but I don't think everyone's 16-0 and won the cup, so we'll start over again.
Organizzato dalle Nazioni Unite.
He's going to be very focused in the very near term on a whole set of issues having to do with credit card abuses, having to do with the way people have been deceived into paying extraordinarily high rates.
Maybe 20% or so of Americans are putting off doctor visits because of the economy or the job situation, and it really might be penny wise and pound foolish. Cholesterol testing that can avoid heart disease, heart attack, strokes is only $15.
We hide out in a room that's 130 degrees with no air, no ventilation or nothing. We were there for a lot of hours. We caught one hostage.
One guy immediately said, no, we're not going, just as long as you don't do anything crazy. Do you have any money? We're looking for money. He said, now look, we're going to leave. Where's your phone? And I don't have a phone. I just have a BlackBerry cell phone. He says, well, give that to me. So I gave that to him. He says, all right, we're going to leave. You know, let us get out of here. Everything's cool. We're good people. And, you know, we're just in a bad place. That's all. And they lost.
What we'll do with the settlement money is that we'll make investments in the community. We'll be working overtime to make changes. And we won't just, you know, take this money and forget what happened and where we came from and why we even started and to embark on this journey in the first place.
First guy said, shoot him.
We got a victor!
I'm ready to go back. My whole youth I've been at sea. I love it to death. I love that ocean to death. I will not go give it up. I'm not.
The defendant admitted that he left his home at a time consistent with when it is believed the body of his stepmother was dumped.
When the guy said shoot him, I thought they were going to shoot me, quite frankly. So I told him where my cash was. I was going to get it. The guy said, no, you stay there. Stay there. Don't do anything crazy. I was not about to do anything crazy. Hey, I was scared, you know?
I have complete confidence that she was not engaging in any sort of espionage.
I felt like, you know, today, again, they did a tremendous job of manufacturing runs. You know, they didn't, it wasn't like they got three hits in an inning or, you know, really had me move my back against the wall at any moment. You know, I walked two guys in the first inning and they got the leadoff hit and I was able to get out of that.
The test for all of us is not simply words, but also deeds.
I ran out of my office and my worst nightmare came true. I ran right into gunfire.
She was struck multiple times in the head.
Is there any way you can block the door so no one can get in?
They just started coming in the library and opening fire and shooting off bombs.
I hope the American people will be praying for the students, the parents, and the teachers.
I've learned that I have a great love for my son, a lot more respect for my son. I've learned that a community can come together to deal with a terrible tragedy like this.
We had reports on the scene by numerous civilians that there were four people trapped on the third floor in the attic.
I'd battle, that's for sure. You know, I told Hosey earlier I'm never going to give up on him out there. You know, we struggled with some off-speed throughout the game, but I think that got us through it, the fact that we didn't go away from it.
Just mixed speeds, you know, slider, curveball, changeup. You know, he spots his fastball real good and keeps the ball down for the most part. And when you try to square him up, he runs the ball in on righties and cuts the ball in on lefties. So, you know, he kept us all down.
Three shots locked in front. Oh, it comes to Zajac, and he scores!
People say that they don't like taking blocked calls because it may be somebody they don't want to answer the call and maybe a stalker or an abuser. If you decide that you don't want to talk to somebody, you can put them on your blacklist. And if they try to call you, they will hear a message that says the phone you have reached is out of service.
I think we learned that no community is immune from school violence.
For anybody to organize an event puts themselves in harm's way.
Dozens, probably hundreds of school shootings haven't happened because of Columbine, because of kids, parents, whatever, being aware, making other people aware of situations.
We celebrate her life every day. Her life every day. And I think this is the time of year when everyone else remembers.
It's been written. Go get the New York Review of Books. It's there. So the notion that somehow we're exposing something has already been out.
That verbal argument led to a physical confrontation and she was killed.
Before they get in a ring, they have to present their medical card. The medical card's examined by the ring physicians. If there's any indication during the pre-bout medical exam that they have something wrong, they don't box. And it doesn't matter. It's a final night. These, like, backyard fighting things, they're very unsafe. And for anybody to organize an event puts themselves in harm's way.
When we see families of the kids he saved, it's worth it. It's worth our pain to see their joy.
Two guys were around, and they were shooting people left and right.
We've got help on the way, ma'am.
It is absolutely a moment of closure for me. We've spent 10 years, every year, remembering the day of his death. And I think from here on out, we're going to really try to celebrate his life.
He passed them a fire extinguisher, and the minute they opened up the engine hatch, the flames just shot out. The boat did sink. Burned out to the waterline and did eventually sink. Nobody could swim. That's what I was told.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Some nations, who by rights should be helping to forge a path to a better future, are not here.
Penalties hurt us. We got to stay out of the box. We got a tough power play. And, you know, we negated a few of our power plays that could have gave us some momentum. So, you know, we got to make sure we focus on those things and, you know, be better.
You look at Parisi. He's been able to score in the first three games. He's a guy that you got to take away his time and space and be physical with. And, you know, I think a good reason why we were successful in game two as well. We were physical. Yeah. And we got to get back to being like that.
He has no criminal record. He's a college student.
There's a serious question as to whether he's even lawfully in American custody. And there's a serious question as to whether he's going to receive anything approximating a fair trial.
And it will measure how much energy is being pulled. A cell phone charger without your cell phone charging, that's pulling energy into your house. You're going to pay for it. This is the PowerFilm Solar, a foldable solar charger. Roll it out, and you can work on your laptop. It will charge your cell phone. It's 60 watts. Basically, you're getting powered by the sun.
out of the four, he was, you know, he was a leader. I could have been dead right now. They, you know.
I've been saying it here that they're a good team, good players, will make good plays. So that's what they did on, you know, three or four, at least three goals, you know, to make good plays. So I just have to learn from it.
They're clearly playing exceptionally well, and they've got such great hands and but their work ethic, I think, is probably what they bring every night. Try to match that and understand when they have the puck, we're not looking to steal it to go to offense. We're just looking to shut them down.
They sent migrants from Europe, the United States, and from other parts of the world in order to establish a totally racist government in the occupied Palestine.
I don't need the money and I don't need the dough, and this is something I want you all to know.
I would like to request from the U.S. government and President Obama to release my son.
After analyzing the inspection records of every single elevator in public housing, 3,100 elevators, my office issued a report that showed that 75% of elevators inspected in public housing actually failed that inspection.
Nobody really stopped to look at the numbers before. People wonder, you know, how did this slide by all these years? And this is the first and largest study of this kind, looking at disability from speaking to patients across the country.
We pay vendors with them. We pay staff with them if they request it.
With the way the economy has been going, a lot of people have lost their jobs.
I thought his last start, he threw more good sinkers than he did in the two starts combined. And what did he throw his last start? 60 pitches, maybe? So that was encouraging, but it's still, I mean, we still have a ways to go, and we're going to try to get it worked out as soon as we can.
I mean, if you look at the goals, we kind of lost track on the back door a couple of times, and it hurt us. That's something we have to adjust.
If the United States of America is putting my son on trial, I would like to be taken there.
When you look at the series of crimes, and then you look at the picture of this man, and you read what he's all about, being a second-year medical student, having no criminal history, apparently coming from a good family and marrying a lovely young woman who is also a medical student, it just doesn't fit. It's hard to wrap your brain around this one.
I developed bleeding ulcers in my stomach from all the worrying. I can't go back to school for months.
It's appropriate for schools to engage in whatever they think is necessary.
I don't remember how many days I walked. I was living, I was stealing potatoes, carrots, you know.
The balance of payments crises of the 50s and the 60s, the oil shocks of the 70s, the debt crisis of the 80s, the Asian financial crisis of the 90s, they pale by comparison.
I've collected enough poo in my time, but over in Sri Lanka, these are local villagers that are collecting the poo, that are transforming the poo into paper.
It is.
So we don't need to cut our trees to make paper, huh?
I wish my office would take some initiative in getting some elephant poo.
For a handmade paper, the prices are very competitive. For gift items and for wedding invitations, if you were going to use our paper for typing paper, then we're still not there yet, but we're working on it.
It's a very humbling moment as an actor to be here. You look down at the names of Fred Astaire to Cary Grant to Clint Eastwood, Al Pacino, Steve McQueen, John Wayne.
She's lucky nothing happened to them.
Okay, I'll turn it off. You're welcome.
First pitch and a fastball drilled to left. Murphy started in, slipped, and it goes over his head and rolls to the wall. Murphy chases the ball down in front of the fence. Ryan around second, digging for third. The throw to third, not nearly in time. Ryan has a lead-off triple.
When we scored the tying goal, we just stopped doing it. You know, we had some good chance, and we didn't bury them. And after that, with 5 minutes left, we kind of played not to lose again. And you know, they got some chance around the net, and they finally got a goal.
He's pleaded not guilty. He is not guilty, and that's, I think, the appropriate thing to say in any criminal case. I don't think it's really the right thing to do at this point, where I don't have any evidence to really comment on evidence that is just words that are spoken in a courtroom.
We've been able to track internet information relative to an account used to make up one of the appointments in this investigation.
I'm going to sleep a little better tonight because I put my alarm system on. That's why I'm going to sleep a little better. Yeah, that was the lesson that, the biggest lesson that I learned. First thing I heard was one of them say, shoot him. I thought it was all over for me.
You can use a scare tactic and say, I'm going to pull over and let you out, but I would never even think of letting a child out of a car.
If you just don't do that, whatever punishment she got, she deserves.
This is just one more over-the-counter option for teens to use.
When you start to pull apart the entire network as we have, it does diminish any one person because there just is not this integrated apparatus that there used to be.
Well, he told me in spring training that he was going to be able to move the line around. And, you know, he feels that way. My approach tomorrow is going to be the same way I've been doing hitting fifth. You know, I don't think because you're hitting third you have to change anything. You just really have to go out there and try to do the best you can as a team.
When we play a certain way, we dominate that team. And then that's what we're going to focus on is try to, you know, leave. You know, we'll start the game like we left a little bit of it, you know, in the third period and just go at it for a full 60 minutes. You know, when we played 60 minutes in this series, we were successful.
So what's to say man cannot stop from reproducing another Hitler, another Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, I had that issue. It took me 6 years to have a baby, and I don't think I would have turned to cloning. I mean, I'd rather have a surrogate mother. It just hurts. It hurts. I don't know what's going to go.
It's a really small school bus, so it's kind of surprising. They've been picking him up since September, so I was really annoyed. That's fair, because there's no excuse for not checking my bus.
It is very smoky. We do see ash. Ashes are on the cars. It's actually a little smoky in the center. We don't see the sun at all at this point.
Worst case would have been eliminating 36 additional positions and permanently taking jobs from people and permanently eliminating those services. We're doing things you normally wouldn't do, but these are not normal times. And, you know, for a government to sit on its hands and pretend like everything's fine, it doesn't work.
We're in a tough spot right now. We, struggling a bit. You know, we need to continue to, you know, put together some good at bats. Hopefully, those line drives, those hard ground balls start finding some holes and we can produce some runs.
Really could only speculate that it's something that probably was in the water, was in the fish, and that the birds ingested, ingested parts of the fish and that, led to the dual deaths of both the birds and the fish.
It was quite nerve-wracking at 2 in the morning to have to evacuate your home.
Back of the bus, he says this bus is checked to make sure no kids are sleeping, but I guess they really don't check. Well, I don't think he'll be taking the school bus again.
He was running out here with this bus.
It's going to be warm and nice. Yeah, tomorrow it's going to be 70 degrees, let's say. Yes, I'm going to take it off.
Frappuccinos, dear, frappuccinos.
Still confident in Phil, but other than that, we're saying a lot of prayers.
Yeah, I saw it. I was sitting right there waiting for the bus. I saw the two boys going in. Jumped in the car and, oh boy, did they speed all the way.
I'm going to try to figure out how to do a lab test on that pill to try to figure out what exactly it is. The hospital can't do anything right now other than observe.
I was a little bit nervous when it came to the last batter, like the second last batter. He kind of started fouling a lot of them off. That's when I kind of started getting nervous.
I don't think we've ever won. No, we have not.
There's nothing. I've gotten nothing in the ball today. And I don't know what happened. I warm it up good. And I know before the game, the bullpen, the boards, I got nothing to, be. I tried to throw some good pitches on.
Yeah. Now by Parisi, to Elias to the left point with a one-timer, and they score! The shot by Green from the point. Clarkson in front. He deflects it home. A power play goal and the Devils lead 1-0.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy. And it's a shocker that this did happen. No, nothing at all. He was always there when someone needed something. They could always come to him.
Just nothing. Nothing was left. Everything was gone. My whole life. My kids' whole lives. It was horrific.
I saw a partial list of the number of members of the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, who were briefed on these interrogation methods, and not a word was raised at the time. Not one word.
I want to be Jeff McKay. McKay. Sorry.
I just want to do the 10-10 wins. Will you give us 22 minutes? We give you the world.
I actually have no idea what 10-10 wins is.
He doesn't drive as much as we do, I guess.
I think we have a good chance this year, and everyone kind of brings a little something different to the table and to make that stew of insanity.
I'm graduating in the worst economic time in the world. I'd love to do this for a living, and I don't really have any other skills, so I think this is the only option I have.
For the stronger players, I was trying to work the inside corner.
One of the guys come with the box was running out there, and it goes in there and got the car. I know it was a robbery because the way they took off.
Absolutely. My club, Notorious 21 Riders. You want to hear? Notorious 21, Deuce 1.
Can't go by what the weather's saying, because one day they say one thing, and then when you come to see it, something else. Cease to believe.
It was a long time to be without work, you know. But thank God we get subs and unemployment. I hope they don't mess with that.
There is an increasing awareness on the part of not just the Pakistani government, but Pakistani people that this insurgency coming closer and closer to major cities does pose such a threat.
We just need to win. Just start winning ball games. Just start adding, you know, get on a winning streak. Because good things happen when you start playing, you know, good baseball. And, you know, you'll see, you know, guys start getting hot and everybody starts coming together. And the pitchers have a lot of confidence, go out there. And they may give up a couple of runs and they know that we can get it right back.
I certainly stressed right from that period of time that we need to just start getting folks for the next one and forget about it. You can't do anything about something that's happened to you in the past with games and playoffs especially. You just got to quickly get over it and move right on with it, and we certainly did.
I'm actually laying on the couch watching SportsCenter because I can't believe it. I was in the dugout when she threw this perfect game. I knew she was going to be successful. I knew she was probably going to win the game, but I had no idea she was going to throw a perfect game.
And it's crazy. I live right next door not to hear anything.
I'm a little bit bothered by a proposal that would put a taxi fare surcharge on here in the city to build roads upstate.
If you are a public figure, I am a senator from Queens. But guess what? When I vote on issues, it affects the entire state. No one should take that position with regards to the 19 million people of the state.
This is Little Italy's finest hour. The merchants fed the 9/11 workers, and now we help our ancestors in their homes.
We've built school, daycare centers, housing.
You know, there's obviously some glaring reasons as to why we're struggling, but you know, we need to get back to doing the small things, the basics right. We're not hitting cutoff men. I don't think we're running the bases like we need to do. And when that happens, compounded with some of the bigger things, you're not going to win many baseball games.
You got to expect that. You saw us, in Game 5. You're a desperate team. You got to throw everyone in there and attack. And I think we did a good job. Marty did a great job, and we did a good job of keeping the puck out of our net.
All right, it hasn't sunk in yet, really, to be honest with you.
We're going to do a bit of shopping in the morning, and then we're going to go down to Brooklyn and go down to the park and get a bit of sun down there about dinner time.
I wanted to come today to repeat the commitment that President Obama and I and our government have to the people and nation of Iraq.
I hope and wish that the Red Sox win.
You know, every kid, they probably doing it right now, on the field. But, all it took is hard work and staying focused.
We believe strongly that the people of Lebanon must be able to choose their own representatives in open and fair elections without the specter of violence or intimidation, and certainly free of outside interference.
Not shown evidence of a citywide increase in flu-like illness.
We have other specimens from students in the school, and we expect that many of those will also be confirmed positive.
We have 5 affected states. There are 8 cases confirmed in New York City. There's 1 case confirmed in Ohio, 2 in Kansas, 2 in Texas, and 7 in California.
The virus that's been tested here in our laboratory is sensitive to Tamiflu and Relenza. Those are common drugs used for treating influenza.
We are calling for peace and security for all. We would like international relations to be based on justice and friendship. Wherever a hostile relationship turns into friendship, that would make us happy.
These were some very tough losses. Both games we felt could have gone our way, but you know, they never quit over there. They know how important it is to score a run after we go up 6-0. Score a run here and there, and then boom.
We're excited. Big game at home to close this out. I mean, it's a great opportunity for us. I think, you go through ups and downs in the playoffs, and you got to be able to just, put the good and the bad behind you. The only thing that matters is what's in front of us. We got a big chance.
What's heartening is that the people who tested positive have only mild illnesses, unlike in Mexico.
There's a risk that if you send people in, there'll be more rapid, more extensive spread of infection at that school.
As we continue to look for cases, I expect that we're going to find them. We've ramped up our surveillance around the country to try and understand better what is the scope, what is the magnitude of this outbreak.
There was ever a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research. It's today. We are closely monitoring the emerging cases of swine flu in the United States. And this is obviously a cause for concern and requires a heightened state of alert. But it's not a cause for alarm.
It's a much crisper game. We weren't able to get anything offensively, but it's, there's a long, long ways to go. And you guys turn around tomorrow.
Stahl tried to play it back in and could not. It's a 3-on-1 for the Capitals. Walked on by Tom Pody. Given to Gordon, across for Pody. He scores!
The objective here is not to survive. The objective is to develop an operating plan that allows us to win.
When you cough or sneeze, cover your mouth and nose.
I'm getting regular updates on the situation from the responsible agencies and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, will be offering regular updates to the American people. And Secretary Napolitano will be offering regular updates to the American people as well, so that they know what steps are being taken and what steps they may need to take.
To members of the public, if you have fever and cough or sore throat, stay home.
Frankly, I'd like to read the page before we turn it.
In my opinion, they were trying to do what they thought would protect our country.
Inform our enemy as to what may come their way.
Who was it who made the decisions that we will violate our own laws, even violate our own constitution?
The bus is a fully functional mobile recording studio. Photoshop, Final Cut Studio, Logic Pro. We run a Pro Tools HD5. Right in the back here with just about every single plug-in that you can think of. We've also got the entire preamp rack, all of that. We've got our wonderful Brett Averill 1084 preamps.
The Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency as a precautionary tool to ensure that we have the resources we need at our disposal to respond quickly and effectively.
They encourage individuals to avoid any non-essential travel to Mexico for the time being.
Oh, the Parkway man takes the money from your hand deep in the heart of Jersey.
The hand sanitizers, you'll find Perel throughout the operations center.
1-1 pitch, fastball hit in the air, deep to left field, Hermita back, track, wall, gone! Grand slam, Omar Santos!
Right-hander Rodney is set to be a 1-1. Swung on, a little ground and wide to third, fielded by Inge, goes to second for one, on to first, double jump.
Because I just live in the next block. I'm afraid, like 17 years over there. This is the first time. I didn't have about a...
The factory smoke will make you choke deep in the heart of Jersey.
I want a frozen custard scandal to be investigated. They're not using eggs anymore. They call it frozen custard, but it's not.
It is a big concern. I just hope that it's not being spread.
We were pretty upset about that.
Let's put it this way. If the World Health Organization thought there was a concern, I assume we'd be notified.
We honestly thought it was a plane, maybe either hijacked or the disgruntled pilot or something. All types of ideas were going through our heads.
I wish they would have done it on a Sunday, not on a Monday morning. It would have been nice.
Brindamore has it. Back to Gleason. Keeps it alive at the blue line for Pitkinen. Sends it cross ice. They score!
Move out of the building. Go this way.
My family and what? What's the problem?
Oh my God.
Montgomery and what? What's the other street?
We're now less than a week after the first cases of flu in New York City. So it's too soon to say exactly what the course will be.
People who have obvious respiratory illness are separated from the general public, are offered masks so that while they're waiting to be seen, they can sort of keep their contagion to themselves. I think at this point, no, there's no reason for alarm. Again, these are probable cases. We have no confirmed cases.
There's something real that's going on, but we're uncertain about its magnitude, and I think it's important to be calm about it. Where influenza viruses are always mutating, recombining pieces of virus, and we see evidence of a very complex recombination. No sooner was this virus isolated than the CDC is already beginning to prepare for a vaccine if necessary, like a light year ahead of where we used to be.
That means it's going to make a lot more people sick.
Tilke is my baby.
We don't know how many cases we will have in the future. We know that the outbreak at St. Francis was very large. Many hundreds of students and many staff sick, all of them that we know of, mild and recovering.
Having said that, what we did before was doomsday, you know, this is even worse.
The United States of America, I believe, will see a better day. We will rebuild a stronger nation. I don't want to run auto companies. I don't want to run banks. I've got two wars I've got to run already. I've got more than enough to do.
She's very inoffensive. She's a baby. Very, very, very friendly. I have a cockatoo. Her name is Montague. I have three other snapping turtles. And I have 16 cockatiels, which all born in the house.
I think his backyard is a small jungle habitat here in the Bronx.
The real difference between filing for bankruptcy and not filing for bankruptcy will be the way the debt's restructured. Fiat was probably going to end up controlling Chrysler one way or the other.
Over the last 5 years, we've made a number of preparations for pandemics. Those preparations are serving us well now. You can never prepare for every single thing that's going to come, but you can do the best you can.
The officer identified himself as a police officer, whereby Mr. McKenzie, who apparently has a psychiatric history, took out a screwdriver and stabbed the officer in the left shoulder and in the left thigh.
Quitting my job.
In honor of my brother, who is battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm also a cancer survivor.
I can make better pitches than that, I think. You know, but you gotta look at the big picture, like you said. You know, it's a huge battle for these guys tonight, you know, to come back and keep swinging like they did and score some runs late. Set it up for Mo. You know, Phil came in, did his job, so it ended up being a great night.
There was a Republican motto, no more suitors. So Justice Souter is the example that may have led them to be sure that they weren't getting justices who they could not be entirely certain.
I think it would just be wonderful to wake up without 1 ounce of debt, without any monies owed or any worries or any concerns about finances for the first time.
Yeah. You can't take it all with you.
Doctors are generally surprised when they hear of the two diagnoses so close and the fact that we have no other family histories. There's a lot of research being done as far as environmental factors and the causes. Certainly having a fundraising effort has given me even more confidence and reason to want to succeed and do well.
Skooko the pit bull would never hurt anybody.
Never would hurt anybody.
Unfortunately, the vice president sounded like he knew what he was talking about when he really didn't. But in an ironic way, the reaction, the information that has come out in reaction has been very informative. So I think it'll pass and we'll be all right.
This is a widely covered incident, and maybe some may feel that the coverage of it and even our activity is a little bit superfluous. Even if this just is something that dissipates, it helps us in many ways to make sure that our system and our agency coordination is adequate, and we couldn't be more pleased with the way it's worked so far.
It's just unfortunate that that's the route that they had to take. But the situation being what it is, we're hopeful that they will get in and out of bankruptcy rather quickly.
I'd like to start my own business, sanitation, hopefully. Yeah. Exactly. Gotta keep working.
Thank you very much. It's been a great trip. I'm out of here.
When I felt well enough to start getting back to life, I just felt a newfound passion for doing physical activity. He'll actually be receiving treatment this weekend while I'm riding, and I will be taking him with me in spirit. There's a lot of research being done as far as environmental factors and the causes. I've had a lot of people support me from unexpected places.
Thank goodness April's over. April just is not a good month for me. It's my birthday month, too, which is, yeah, I guess the baseball gods say that, you know, it's your birthday, so that's all you get in April.
Over the last week, my administration has taken several precautions to address the challenge posed by the 2009 H1N1 flu virus. Today, I'd like to take a few minutes to explain why. This is a new strain of the flu virus, and because we haven't developed an immunity to it, it has more potential to cause us harm. Unlike the various strains of animal flu that have emerged in the past, it's a flu that's spreading from human to human. This creates the potential for a pandemic, which is why we are acting quickly and aggressively. This H1N1 flu has had its biggest impact in Mexico, where it's claimed a number of lives and infected hundreds more. Thus far, the strain in this country that has infected people in at least 19 states has not been as potent or as deadly. We can't know for certain why that is, which is why we are taking all necessary precautions in the event that the virus does turn into something worse. This is also why the Centers for Disease Control has recommended that schools and childcare facilities with confirmed cases of the virus close for up to 14 days. This is why we urge employers to allow infected employees to take as many sick days as necessary. If more schools are forced to close, we've also recommended that both parents and businesses think about contingency plans if children do have to stay home. We've asked every American to take the same steps you would take to prevent any other flu. Keep your hands washed. Cover your mouth when you cough. Stay home from work if you're sick. And keep your children home from school if they're sick. The White House has launched pages in Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter to support the ongoing efforts by the CDC to update the public as quickly and effectively as possible. And as our scientists and researchers learn more information about this virus every day, the guidance we offer will likely change. What will not change is the fact that we'll be making every recommendation based on the best science possible. We will also continue investing in every resource necessary to treat this virus and prevent a wider outbreak. The good news is that the current strain of H1N1 can be defeated by a course of antiviral treatment that we already have on hand. We began this week with 50 million courses of this treatment in the Strategic National Stockpile. Over the course of the last few days, we've delivered 1/4 of that stockpile to states so that they are prepared to treat anyone who is infected with this virus. We then purchased an additional 13 million treatments to refill our strategic stockpile. Out of an abundance of caution, I've also asked Congress for $1.5 billion, if it's needed, to purchase additional antivirals, emergency equipment, and the development of a vaccine that can prevent this virus as we prepare for the next flu season in the fall. The Recovery Act that Congress enacted in February also includes expansions of community health centers, a dramatic increase in the training of healthcare workers and nurses, and $300 million for the development and deployment of vaccines, all of which will help us meet this threat. Finally, thanks to the work that the last administration and Congress did to prepare for a possible avian flu pandemic in 2005, states and the federal government have fully operable influenza readiness plans and are better prepared to deal with such a challenge than ever before. It is my greatest hope and prayer that all of these precautions and preparations prove unnecessary. But because we have it within our power to limit the potential damage of this virus, we have a solemn and urgent responsibility to take the necessary steps. I would sooner take action now than hesitate and face graver consequences later. I have no higher priority as President of the United States than the safety and security of the American people, and I will do whatever is necessary to protect this country. So I want to thank every American for their patience and understanding during this developing challenge, and I promise that this government will continue speaking clearly and honestly about the steps we're taking to meet it. Thank you.
We got a lot of life in this team. I think we're doing a lot of things well. The bullpen gave us a chance to win. You know, in the bottom of that order, it really kept getting on base, and we got a chance to win.
She's so independent, she don't want us to do anything for her. When we tell her to sit down, she said, no, if we don't keep moving, I'm going to die. That's the kind of person she was. She was a wonderful grandmother. And it's so bad to know that there's a way she had to went. It's sad.
30 to 40 of them tested positive for the regular influenza that we get every year. Some of them tested negative, meaning that they may be sick, but it's from some other source, allergies. This is the season for that as well.
It's a double door. That's why if the elevator was mid-floors, he couldn't open the door.
Okay, they've been working on it now for probably a couple of weeks.
What we're reassured by is that we haven't seen severe illness.
I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to manage this effectively.
No one knows what will happen, but the fact that it's here now suggests that it may be part of the flu season next year, and that's why getting it into the vaccine is so important.
This is the best place to be, and, you know, now it's time to grind. Cream will rise to the top, and I truly believe that. But I got an opinion on how it's going to go. I mean, I assume it's going to work out a certain way, but you have to earn the job. It's too important of a position to just say, hey, look, we got, you know, let's give it to this guy or give it to this, you know, this other guy.
It's coming down to a big crunch right now with finances and everything, so I'm sure there's a lot of strings he would have to pull in order to get things back in order. I think they're doing a pretty good job.
He don't get it. He don't. He's not trying to understand. He don't care.
Most of what we're talking about the plan would be a way in which the state would pay back the school districts for the any increases that they suffer because of the payroll tax. That's simply the amendment to the plan.
The Democrats' first 100 days running Washington can be summed up in three words: spending, taxing, and borrowing.
They are the nation of all immigrants. Short of that, anything with some sort of relief, which through the 8 years of Bush, we could not get.
It's a progression every year that it gets bigger and bigger, and more people turn out. And it's also a sense of community with the rest of the world. It's all about worker rights, equal rights for all.
As I make this decision, I intend to consult with members of both parties across the political spectrum. And it is my hope that we can swear in our new Supreme Court justice in time for him or her to be seated by the first Monday in October when the court's new term begins.
New York State now has 78 either positive identifications or pending identifications.
Lots of grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I can't count them, but she lived a full life, and she's blessed. And it's sad to see the way she had to go. She was always active. She wanted to move around, do things for herself. She wanted to wash. She wanted to cook. She wanted to do everything for herself. So we don't know what happened.
I think I've hired the best people in the world to give me the decisions as to what they think we should do. And when the words came out that running could hurt the horse, I looked at both doctors and I said, then this is no debate. What are we talking about? We'll fight another day.
It does not appear to have caused more serious illness than seasonal flu.
When Jack called himself a bleeding heart conservative, he really wanted everybody to succeed. He believed in the power of ideas, and he believed that in our system, everybody should have the opportunity to move up the ladder.
And at least two different clusters of flu that turned out to be not the new flu, but the every year seasonal flu that we've had. I think what's happened is that this is a new virus, and there's some aspects of it, including some of the descriptions of what happened in Mexico, that were very concerning.
You know, we didn't score a lot of runs today, but it's my job to keep it close enough where, you know, if we come up in the eighth and the ninth, you know, we had some runners on to get a big hit. So, you know, I didn't do that today, and, you know, I'll try to go out next time and pitch better.
NYPERG is most enthusiastic about the consumer protections that the bill provides.
When you sign up for 7% and the balance you've had is 7%, they shouldn't be able to just double it, triple it at whim.
That Ezra might have burned now. He's coming on to take the lead as they come down to the finish. And a spectacular, spectacular upset. Mind that Bird has won the Kentucky Derby. An impossible result here.
But we're much less scared of it because we understand it a lot better.
I don't want the government investing for me. I've got nothing against the government doing things it ought to be doing, but I am totally opposed, as I hope this committee will be, to having the government make decisions between Microsoft and Netscape, between big tobacco and big gaming interests.
I think sometimes that, you know, things are written about that none of us are proud of.
I mean, there's things in my life that I'm not proud of, that I've done. I wouldn't want my kids to have to deal with it.
Say read to read this message. Incoming message.
It's a tradition that I don't think we can afford to lose.
By Mother's Day, usually that's the date you could start with containers full of tomato plants and pepper.
I'm so excited. Like, I couldn't be in contact with people, so I'm so excited to be back to school.
The important thing now is for the students and staff and for New Yorkers across the city to continue to be calm and confident.
Smart idea. Quarantine it, you know, nip it in the bud.
I'm concerned that, but to close a whole district down for three cases, four cases, that's kind of a lot.
The recommendation to close a school is not taken lightly and is being made in this case as a precaution only.
Never thought I'd see a day like this. I'm a Globe lifer. I've been at the Globe 22 years, and beyond that, my father put 25 plus years in at the Globe, Jeremiah Murphy.
The problem with this legislation is that it will not solve the entire problem.
So I looked down and I looked up, seeing none but smoke. So I started banging on everybody's door so they can get out the building.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, if you're one of us, you carry that with you like a badge of honor.
That's what they're all focusing on this year. Obama is putting in a garden again in the White House. You could start with containers full of tomato plants and peppers and just leave them right on your front porch or your stoop or your fire escape. So you want to get a sunny location at least 8 hours a day to grow vegetables. The next important thing is the watering. You should water a plant from the roots and not above it, because that's when it can get diseases once the leaves get wet. They've eaten my tulips, my pansies, the impatiens, they're eating those. So it's really almost impossible to keep the deer out.
Right by wall there!
I don't think we're out of the woods yet.
It's a tragedy. The kid was fine.
Facebook, Twitter, and text messaging pretty much. Their symptoms, if they needed anything, I would send stuff to their mother.
The great majority of these are linked to St. Francis Prep. Several are linked to Mexico. Three probable cases, however, have no links to St. Francis or to Mexico.
We believe there's a great deal of interconnectivity among the students in our schools. You can imagine the level of concern that has been expressed by our families.
I understand their thinking, but I think that's overreaction for what they did.
It's not safe, and it could spread all over Long Island, and we could all get sick.
It's something I've never understood, whether it's a book about Alex or other people, you know, whether it's a book about a president or a book about whoever. I just don't understand it. And maybe that's a short-sighting on my part, but I don't understand.
You can't come into town and shut your doors to so many New Yorkers who are struggling to put food on their family's table. In this tough economy, more and more people are struggling to put decent food on the kitchen table.
Just a great kid. Like, we, you know, we all kind of looked up to him, so it's going to be hard, whatever.
Looking at him, if you look at his pictures, he was in top shape, and it's really a shame. I guess these things happen.
By Alex's own admission, he was barely able to bench press 100 pounds as a sophomore. Within 6 months, he was benching 310 pounds.
It's good to come back to see my friends and everything, so I'm good.
A little bit nervous, but can't do much about it. Homework, tons of homework.
And we're hoping that shortly, within the next day or so, things will be back to normal so that the students can get ready for advanced placement tests that take place this week.
It is beyond my understanding why a man would shoot and kill his 5-month-old baby boy, his 7-year-old baby boy, try to kill his 13-year-old son, shoot his wife, and then turn the gun on himself.
People should get out there on their hands and knees. I have a problem with deer, and most of my vegetables are in containers. That's what's good about containers, is that you could move them if you have environmental problems, if you have animal problems, if you have human problems. If you water from the bottom of the plants, you're not going to get a lot of insect problems. And I used to take it personal when plants died, but then I finally realized it's a plant. It wasn't meant to be. I could go get another one.
Well, I'm sure if there was a problem before, we would have been contacted. That's my thought. We are going to move on from this. You know, people can talk about it, but we're going to move on.
It hasn't been negotiations. It's been concessionary bargaining. It's really been, what can we give up?
I'm disappointed that the plan appears to have little in the way of capital funds and capital improvements, is whether you're riding on a crummy 42-year-old car or at the mercy of ancient signals.
Well, thank God. Whoever came up with that is the greatest person alive.
Like, we're in a recession. Like, why should the prices go up? Everybody's feeling it. Rent, food, everything is up, so why is it fair?
Our preference is to accomplish our goals outside of the bankruptcy process. But if we're going to go through one, then, you know, we're going to learn from crisis experience.
We'll take the average of the inflation rate, the flex inflation rate over 3 years,
And that will be the cap by which we cannot exceed in terms of spending.
There have been articles written that children who have very, very beautiful handwriting are the ones who excel in school. We actually encourage them to be exemplatory in their writing.
You're always going to use handwriting if it's just signing something or like an essay.
Thank you for keeping us.
It's good. I think that's good for probably everybody who needs a little bit of a break in this recession.
They need their jobs. We're in a recession. Everybody needs their jobs more than ever now.
I've been missing pitches to hit. I've been missing them. Just off the end or popping them up, whatever. And, you know, luckily, the two I hit tonight, I got two pitches to drive and I hit them.
Yeah, good stuff tonight. Anytime he is able to get those kind of strikeouts, foul ball straight back, that means that his ball is hopping a little bit at the end.
Pretty bad for the people in the area that actually there's not a lot of parking.
$1.50 an hour is going to be tough. Yeah, it will definitely be tough, but what are you going to do? Got to make some money.
We received a complaint from the principal of a high school who had received a complaint from someone who had actually worked in the Brooklyn program, alleging that Brown had admitted to members of his staff at a staff meeting that he had had an inappropriate relationship with this student.
Jeff Daniels, God of Carnage. Raul Esparza, Speed the Plow. James Gandolfini, God of Carnage. Jeffrey Rush, Exit the King. And Thomas Sadowski, Reasons to Be Pretty.
It took us this long because we were dealt a mess. The MTA is in a mess. Our bill will provide for transparency, will provide for an audit, a forensic audit that we asked for.
It's peeling off.
It's been very common. And it's a matter of 2 weeks after we put them on. They're like paper, like tissue. They just break apart. I've had numerous customers on the expressway that the stickers have flown out of the windows, and they have to have the cars reinspected.
The Gurway now as the island caretaker for Tourism Queensland and the Great Barrier Reef is an extreme honour. I hope I can fill the boots as much as everybody is expecting. My swimming hopefully is up to standard, and I look forward to all of the new roles and responsibilities that the task involves.
It's clean, it's good. The rabbis have made sure everything in the factory is up to their specifications, so we are trying to create a demand.
You know, as a kid, we grew up singing Hava Nagila, and of course it was the natural thing as a kid for people to start singing Hava Tequila, and they didn't have it.
You know what? Listen, any publicity is good publicity. You got to learn to eat it up and embrace it.
How much you can pay for everything? Pay.
I think it's terrible. I think people are paying enough, and with the economy, people are losing their jobs, and to have to pay more to find a job and to go to work, that it's not a good thing.
We're not happy. We're angry. At this time of the economy, who wants to pay more? Nobody wants to pay more money.
You got to try and keep the team in the game. You know, it's a four-run lead, and you know, Josh is on the other side, so you know it's going to be a battle all day. But you know, as a starter, you got to try to get deep in the game and continue to just keep your team in the game.
A-Rod ready, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air towards the gap in right center. Church on the run. He gets there. Makes the catch, put it in the books. And the Mets, for the second time in the ninth inning, have won the game. Because the first part of it was in Delgado's glove before it popped out.
I honestly, I didn't even know that I don't know that if we hit someone. I didn't even see anyone get hit.
Instead, teachers and students with influenza-like illness should stay home, which is consistent with what would be recommended during a typical flu season.
I just want to say that when somebody has the fragment, don't look as pretty as you do, don't judge them because you never know what happened to them.
This is a system designed to benefit the landlords.
Is it a common problem? I thought it was only mine.
This has been very difficult on the commuters of the MTA region. They have suffered feeling that there would be dramatic increases in fares and service cuts that would actually, in the catchment area in which some lived, would almost prohibit them from getting to work without an hour and a half delay round trip.
The proposed range is 2 to 4.5%. The proposed range is 4 to 7.5%.
It's a sham. The whole process is set up to benefit the landlords, and that's exactly what happens every year.
Morgan markup. Must you always raise our rents? You'll make many people homeless. That's not using common sense.
This year is the complete opposite. They basically fall off the cars. In a matter of 2 to 3 weeks, the stickers just start folding up on the edges and just come off.
And I just saw it in the street running down the block. Yeah, cop cars chasing it.
They shot him with like 5 tranquilizers and he was still moving. He was still moving. He tried to go jump over the gate with him. By the time he tried to jump over the gate, he got stuck, so they got him. I was afraid of it because, I mean, I'm not used to seeing stuff like that. I'm used to seeing raccoons and stuff like that.
The worst comment that he made was he made a comment about a student, a 13-year-old child, what he referred to as camel toe. The jury sent a strong message by this verdict that you can't retaliate against employees who complain about sexual harassment.
How many people are trying to get free meal from KFC? It looks like a lot.
The answer is no. The
suspect does remain at large and should be considered armed and dangerous.
That's it. You know, that's why we're not winning these games. I mean, I've been bad. We've had a lot of guys that, you know, have been good all year, just haven't been getting it done the last few days. We have a great team. We do. And I'm not helping out right now, and, you know, hopefully that's going to turn around.
A game like that, 0-0, it was an opportunity that turned out to be the winning run. So, you know, it's kind of like a little awkward play, but, hey, we take it.
I didn't realize that anyone had died, so I just thought it was a shooting near campus and wasn't too concerned. It was later that things got scary.
You know, stuff for CNN, not right next door. So it's getting scary.
I heard a gunshot. Last time I looked through the window, he pulled him out by the jacket, and he tell him to go down on the ground. Go down, I said, go down.
We are rehearsing Yankee Doodle for the ETM charity benefit for this year. We're going to be performing with Joshua Bell. They provide instruments, they provide teachers, and basically they just provide support overall. They are one of the best support systems I've ever seen for a public school.
It's a big opportunity because he's like one of the best violins in the world, and he's nothing compared to us.
We want the world to know that we will make sure there's enough capital there in the system.
You can't help but just smile and watch.
That's a good thing. I don't think it's excellent. I think about it and what it would have been.
Well, I think if we didn't keep hearing about fare hikes every 2 years, it would restore public confidence.
Even though you know it's going to come, it's something that we're going to be anticipating, and it's going to affect the way we trade all day. As the results come out, I think we're going to see the energy down here come back.
They started harassing her, issuing her memos, criticizing her work, fabricating events. After the verdict, they came out and hugged my client. They wished her the best. They told her that they felt her pain.
Now, I must say, this is by far the best grilled chicken I have had. And it's free!
So I just gave up. I actually gave my coupon to somebody else.
And a fastball driven in the air to straightaway center. Back goes Victorino. Back to the infield at the wall. It's gone! David Wright! Hits it out to dead center, to the left of the 408 mark.
My whole standpoint is pitching. You know, I care less about offense. You know, like I said, the guys are battling. They're scoring plenty enough runs. I don't think as a staff we're throwing the ball the way we need to be. So whether Alex is coming back or not, I'm glad he's coming back because he's part of this team. We're looking forward to getting him back. But he can't go out there and throw the ball for it.
To ensure that they're not imported into the United States.
Meetings are continuing to happen in evaluating our detainee policy.
Well, we haven't won a championship since he's been here.
Stephen Morgan was taken into custody without incident after Morgan turned himself into the Meriden Police Department.
They told me who it was. I started crying because I got nervous because he killed somebody.
Yes, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that that's occurred. And yes, I think that you know, that is his prerogative. You know, I respectfully disagree with the governor and Malcolm Smith.
How many World Series rings have we won with him? Zero.
The best players usually get the most criticism, you know?
Oh, yeah, big time. I got 3 of his jerseys.
It's when a group of parents in Bergen County got together and started developing Reed Academy. Our hopes down the road are for services for our children that are aging up. Like, my son is 11 and will require supports for the rest of his life.
If we could do this at 5 gyms on one day, that would be great. This is something I truly believe in that has made him a better person. That's why they need these schools.
Started walking around the store. He bought a drink. He checked the newspapers. And then he asked me to use the phone.
My stomach goes down and down.
The velocity is not there where it was last year. You know, that's part of it. You know, I still think he's coming back from what he, you know, the surgery he went through. And that's why we've been very careful with him.
I think he's still just kind of really finding his way. But the one good thing about him, he's still able to get the ground ball double play, which is huge because he gets himself in trouble. He comes back and immediately get the ground ball.
We've discussed the situation as a family. We've put it to rest.
and we'll move forward together.
Throw them all out now. The faster you do that, the faster you can move on with the game. Get rid of the dark cloud over it right now with everybody's name out. Let's move on.
You want every guy who gets up to the plate to hit a home run and let steroids live. But otherwise, you know, get rid of them.
Right down the line, we're doing what is right. If you want to graduate, you have to learn what you're supposed to learn to go to the next grade. Ending social promotion was one of the big things that Joel Klein did when he came into office.
It's scary. I'm very worried. There's not a lot out there.
Not good. I know a lot of people that are unemployed and they're struggling to find jobs, so it's hard out there.
These actions are critical to help get lending flowing again, to make sure that there's going to be the credit necessary to help support recovery, help this economy get back on track.
Come to playoffs, he's a choker.
I feel very focused and motivated. I'm hungry to play baseball. I've never been hungrier. I'm very inspired. I feel like we have an opportunity. And, you know, I think the best chapters are ahead of us this year. A lot of good things to come.
I want justice. She was a beautiful person.
Lobster, filmino, steak, belchops, scaloppini, fish, doversole, anything they like.
But he was sitting on the back of his truck, like, really, like, upset. So it, like, kind of really bothered him that he did hit somebody. So I thank God for that.
She got 20-plus men responded to this ad. She gave them the phone number of the victim's residence.
It sounds like the mother, where was that, out west, with the internet, put her daughter on, and then the kid wound up killing herself. Come on. What kind of people do this? It's insane.
Guthrie deals. Swung on it. Hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. On the first pitch. On the first pitch he saw in the 2009 season.
Bam, 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 bam. And he ran past me, and I just, like, froze. No?
Obviously indicates his desire to deal with the charges.
I have a mother. I have a wife and daughters and sometimes if you can't take them out, so at least treat mom with a special gift. I think they're going to enjoy it.
I think the town of Moffat has good-looking girls.
Being able to go tap Lady Liberty's toes was not the same as climbing up into her crown.
He was actually still trying to get up. That was the thing. He was trying to get up, but they was, like, trying to hold him down. The driver, he was still here, like, kneeling down with him and helping him, but he was, I think that's never happened to him before, so he was a little upset with that also.
No actions required. It's just based on looks, popularity. Just like prom queen, homecoming queen, that's all.
All the girls try to dress as hot as possible. Shorter shorts, nicer shirts.
It's just a compliment, you know? No.
The Boston Fire Department and other first responders did a fantastic job. Had everyone out of the trains and out of the tunnel within an hour.
This isn't a speech to leaders. This is a speech to many, many people and a continuing effort by this president and this White House to demonstrate how we can work together.
They're going to limit the number of people that can go up the narrow staircase each hour. They may make people line up and register in advance so they don't have long lines. But the most important thing is that this July 4th, for the first time since September 11th, we're going to have Lady Liberty's crown reopened.
The possibility of a nuclear event or a radiological event is as unpleasant as it sounds. We have to consider that. We know that we're at the top of the terrorist target list. This program was to be grown here and then taken and moved to other cities. Proven to be a successful program so far.
1-1 to Delgado now, the pitch, and a slider hit in the air deep to right center field. Back goes Moss near the wall. It's gone! A long three-run homer for Carlos Delgado.
We have a lot of resources on the line. Our folks are working their hearts out to get that done. We are planning for the worst, hoping for the best.
Bam, 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 bam. She just went back like that, and I was just like, my whole body right now, all I can hear is gunshots going off in my head.
He's in a state of shock about this whole thing. I told him, as I would tell anybody, you take it one day at a time.
That was some nasty stuff out there I saw tonight, but it was good. Again, I think I felt good. There's a lot of energy out there. Guys came out ready to play, and, you know, one swing and the rest was CC.
He was kneeling down with him and another female. They were both laying down with him. And then there was a plain clothes, street clothes officer that also trying to hold him down to the paramedics came.
Guantanamo Bay, known as Gitmo, doesn't house middle-of-the-road white-collar criminals. Instead, this detainee facility houses deadly terrorists.
Structural damage to some buildings, roofs being lifted off, as well as numerous trees being blown down in the path of the storm.
May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Amen.
May he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you look at where we were about 4 years ago, it's pretty incredible that we're able to be here in Florida today, ready to go up and give Hubble a hug, and Hubble's ready for us.
Obviously, the key is to help the team win in any way I can, and it's just good to be back playing the game that I love and contributing to a win.
I
want justice. She was a beautiful person.
That is hit deep to left field. Going back, Martinez. Track, wall, see ya! A fairy tale swing. Alex Rodriguez, his first swing back, a three-run home run, and the Yankees lead 3-0.
Slider hit in the air, deep to right center field. Back goes Moss near the wall. It's gone! A long three-run homer for Carlos Delgado, and the Mets have taken a 6-2 lead.
It appears that the most serious injuries were to the trolley operator in the first trolley of the second train.
The prediction's still there. That sundowner condition is still in effect, and the winds could surface, change back around, and blow the fire back downhill.
This is my home. I've lived here all my life. Many generations of family, we've been here on this land.
It is a country that in many ways represents the heart of the Arab world.
Why would you want to hurt somebody of such innocence like that?
Judge Bergdorf has set a $15 million bond, transferred the case to Part A, and we'll proceed from there.
He's upbeat. He's, he's prepared for whatever, for the time he's going to have to spend in jail until we can get a bond hearing. So he seemed perfectly fine.
Both to protect American consumers and to put our economy back on a path to growth and prosperity. This week we saw some signs that the gears of America's economic engine are slowly beginning to turn. Consumer spending and home sales are stabilizing. Unemployment claims are dropping and job losses are beginning to slow. But these trends are far from satisfactory. The unemployment rate is at its highest point in 25 years. We're still in the midst of a deep recession that was years in the making, and it will take time to fully turn this economy around. We cannot rest until our work is done. Not when Americans continue to lose their jobs and struggle to pay their bills. Not when we are wrestling with record deficits and an overburdened middle class. And that's why every action that my administration is taking is focused on clearing away the wreckage of this recession and building a new foundation for job creation and long-term growth. This past week, we acted on several fronts. To restart the flow of credit that businesses and individuals depend upon, we completed an unprecedented review of the conditions of our nation's largest banks to determine what additional steps are necessary to get our economy moving. To restore fiscal discipline, we identified 121 programs to eliminate from our budget. And to restore a sense of fairness to our tax code and common sense to our economy, I've asked Congress to work with me in closing the loopholes that let companies ship jobs and stash profits overseas. Reforms that will help save $210 billion over the next 10 years. These important steps are just one part of a broad effort to get government, businesses, and banks to act more responsibly so that we're creating good jobs and making sound investments instead of spending recklessly and padding false profits. Because American institutions must act with the same sense of responsibility and fairness that the American people aspire to in their own lives. Nowhere is this more apparent than in our credit card industry. Americans know that they have a responsibility to live within their means and pay what they owe. But they also have a right not to get ripped off by the sudden rate hikes, unfair penalties, and hidden fees that have become all too common in our credit card industry. You shouldn't have to fear that any new credit card is going to come with strings attached, nor should you need a magnifying glass and a reference book to read a credit card application. And the abuses in our credit card industry have only multiplied in the midst of this recession, when Americans can least afford to bear an extra burden. It is past time for rules that are fair and transparent. And that's why I've called for a set of new principles to reform our credit card industry. Instead of an anything-goes approach, we need strong and reliable protections for consumers. instead of fine print that hides the truth. We need credit card forms and statements that have plain language in plain sight. And we need to give people the tools they need to find a credit card that meets their needs. And instead of abuse that goes unpunished, we need to strengthen monitoring, enforcement, and penalties for credit card companies that take advantage of ordinary Americans. Now, the House has taken important steps towards putting these principles into law, and the Senate is poised to do the same next week. Now I'm calling on Congress to take final action to pass a credit card reform bill that protects American consumers so that I can sign it into law by Memorial Day. There's no time for delay. We need a durable and successful flow of credit in our economy, but we can't tolerate profits that depend on misleading working families. Those days are over. Now, this economic crisis has reminded us that we're all in this together. We can't prosper by putting off hard choices or by protecting the profits of the few at the expense of the middle class. We're making steady progress towards recovery, but we must ensure that the legacy of this recession is an American economy that rewards work and innovation, that's guided by fairness and responsibility, and that grows steadily into the future. Thanks.
Life for a dog is, you know, on the inside of a 3x3x3 foot cage, and it goes on for years like that.
We know that people in New York and in the tri-state area have the biggest hearts.
We, I believe, suggested that it might, we would have preferred more time. I don't know that we specifically asked them to cancel it or not. That's up to them. So our job is to inform people, and it's their job to decide what is safe.
The church is committed to praying and working tirelessly to ensure that hatred will never reign the hearts of men again.
This was very important for me, to make this New York City show complete. This show is the first of its kind. It's sad that he's not here now.
The long arm of the law.
Her quilt, the tape, and the zip ties were all carefully prepared.
We're paying in way more than we're getting in services, and this has been going on for years and years and years.
I wish the best of luck to Governor Patterson in choosing a new chairman and CEO.
I'd like to express my horror and deep regret over today's shooting incident at Camp Liberty in Iraq. I offer my sympathy and condolences to the families of those who were killed.
I think it's just coincidence. I really do. I don't think that guys try to do anything different. Matter of fact, I mean, he, you know, he's the type of guy that gets everybody up. You know, before his game, he gets there. He goes to each guy, and he gets them ready to play. He might be getting them too geeked. Maybe that might be it. You know,
you like the canopy furniture, like if you put on your terrace or something like that. So that's what had caught on fire first, and then the gas grill, then the AC. That's what actually exploded. Two firemen were actually on the ladder, getting ready to get on the terrace to try to stop the fire, then exploded.
From their base in New York City, directed hitmen to commit homicides of four men in the Dominican Republic.
Anytime that we take off a significant organization, we hope that it does put a dent on the streets of New York.
Something white stuffed in her mouth, tape completely wrapped around her eyes and face.
The prosecution will argue to you that if the police wanted to frame my client, they could have done a better job. Well, you know what? They always argue that.
Lincoln Center has become the national model for using culture to ignite an urban renaissance. The institution totally transformed the neighborhood around it, and today it's impossible really to imagine the West Side without its crown jewel.
The best solution possible in the current economic and political environment.
It is what it is. It's a solution that will, at least in the short term, prevent the Armageddon that loomed large.
No, no, and no. My vote's a no.
They're still in the process of gathering information on exactly what happened. But if the preliminary reports are confirmed, such a tragic loss of life at the hands of our own forces is a cause for great and urgent concern.
Our concern, and we don't want people to get scared away from coming to New York and flying in New York airspace. This is our lifeblood, and you know, some of these things are interesting for a lot of people. We just want to make sure we have the opportunity to notify everyone or make a decision not to, whatever it is.
These are animals that were predominantly used for breeding purposes, so they don't necessarily know the love and one-on-one companionship and human-animal bond that our household pets would have.
These kids know that I've seen
the likely outcome of their mistakes.
I won't allow his death to be in vain, so I'm going to be out here screaming and yelling about it until it's my time to go.
It's going to be the hip-hop generation that stopped the violence and the crime amongst themselves with guns.
As far as I know, I think it's the first time in my career that I'm losing a couple of games without even getting a gun run. I don't think it ever happens before, but, you know, it's part of the game. You know, that's with baseball, you never know. That's why you always have to be ready and enjoy it as much as you can when you're out there.
I can assure you that it will get this department's highest priority attention.
I stood there, and I watched her walk away.
Six.
It is difficult to leave the MTA at such a critical juncture, but I'm deeply satisfied that some stability has been achieved.
The payroll mobility tax puts an unfair burden on my county. We already send more money to the MTA than we get in equitable service.
Such a tragic loss of life at the hands of our own forces is a cause for great and urgent concern, and I can assure you that it will get this department's highest priority attention.
They took everything from the vacuum cleaners and then they did their own special vacuuming.
Bypass across the board, Scooter, no action.
We do not condone the subsequent inappropriate and unbecoming attacks against Carrie, and we believe that at no time should anyone, especially a 21-year-old beauty queen, be subjected to this type of scrutiny, regardless of what her beliefs are.